Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
They try to run her over. Fouquet got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the UCF Report, part of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. I am your host, Sean Green. Welcome to episode 7. It's been a weekend. It has been a weekend. Obviously, today is Tuesday. Yesterday, I'm going to be honest, UCF Twitter was kind of crazy. And we're going to get into it. But obviously, the Orlando Magic on Sunday clinched a playoff spot. That was where all my attention and focus was after the spring game on Friday. And so proud of the guys. So excited for playoff basketball to be back in Orlando. Again, if you guys can, make sure to be at Kia Center next week. Obviously, the Magic are taking on Cleveland, so make sure you buy your tickets to be at Kia Center for games 3 and 4 and show support for the guys. But Twitter was kind of crazy yesterday, not going to lie. Twitter was kind of crazy. With UCF fans, it's always interesting because, you know, you want intel and you want to hear what people are hearing. And I found out something late Sunday, early Monday, that I was pretty shocked about. Now, when you're covering the team or you know a little bit of intel, you know, there's a part of you that does want to just come right out and say it, but that's irresponsible. So I had a couple people reach out to me on late Sunday, early Monday about transfers. Because as you know, and listen, I was really expecting to come on to episode 7 of the UCF Report and talk about the spring game, right? I dropped, if you're interested, I did drop an episode of Charge On directly after the spring game. Right after the spring game, you can find it on any podcast platform, YouTube, Spotify, Apple. Just search Charge On in the search bar, and you can get your quick spring game rundown. Again, to be completely honest, not much to talk about. It's a spring game. Wasn't a lot that we figured out. I did drop the players that impressed me, so if you want to go check it out, I'd go check it out there. But I was fully intending on having a similar type of football episode for this here today, but UCF Twitter kind of blew up because all the UCF insiders, and I don't, like I've said, if you've watched me on Charge On, I don't consider myself an insider, right? I consider myself a guy that reports on UCF football and UCF sports and happens to be in the know on a couple different things because I have good people that are more in the know than me that reach out and give me a little information. Now, you're going to think, oh, he's not going to tell us names or, and we'll see. I don't really want to throw names out there because, again, a lot can change. I will throw one name out because, listen, I'm not going to lie on what I've heard. I'm not going to over-exaggerate. But on Twitter, you know, you have fans, UCF fans, which I get it. There was a comment on Twitter by a couple people, but the overall consensus is why are these insiders, these UCF insiders, gatekeeping information? Why are they making us sign up for another, you know, another paywall thing to make it exclusive? Why are they acting all exclusive? To which I understand that sentiment. But at the end of the day, if it's not news, if something is not close to being 100%, then why would any of these people, why would any of these insiders that may happen to know something go out and report something that may not happen? Because it's a lose-lose situation, right? If you put it out and it happens, or if you come out with something and say this might happen and it happens, then people are disappointed and say, well, you said that this might not happen, blah, blah, blah. But if you come out and say it happens and it doesn't happen, well, then you lose all credibility. So I put out a tweet yesterday, and I said, I fear if what I've heard is true regarding potential UCF portal entries, this app will be unbearable until the season starts. Let me read that again. I fear if what I've heard is true regarding potential UCF portal entries, this app will be unbearable until the season starts. Which, and I'm referencing Twitter/X. If what I've heard is true, not saying it's true, not saying it's going to happen, but if I've heard is true, if what I've heard is true, this app's going to be unbearable. So listen, I implore most of you, I got this information, and I'll be honest, I don't follow most of the insiders' information. I tend to stay away from that because I don't like to take news that I hear from other people. You know, like I know Stephen Leonard dropped a VIP article about the rumors. I have not gone onto that article, so I have no idea what he wrote or what the rumors are. I know of one thing, which I think a lot of people can safely assume, and this is all that I've heard. I want to make that very clear. I don't know if it is true or not. This is what I have heard. Kobe Hutton is a name that many can potentially look at as a potential transfer. Now, nothing is decided yet. There were names, if you go back to right after the season, there were rumors about Javon. And if you remember, Javon Baker, the rumor was he's most likely headed to the NFL. And I reported. I didn't report, but I said on my podcast, I said, listen, a lot of people are going to be highly disappointed if what I know is true. And then I came out with an episode. I didn't gatekeep it. I gatekeeped it for a day. And I said, listen, I've heard from multiple people that this is happening, that most likely Javon is going to the NFL. It's not a done deal. And then look what happened.
Content creation can be a difficult thing to tackle, especially if you're on your own, you've got a business to worry about, and you need a helping hand. That's what AuthenticAudioPro.com is all about. You can reach out to me directly on social media, at Brandon Kravitz, across all platforms. I'm happy to help. Everything from commercial production to live endorsements on this very show, I'll even help you launch your own high-quality podcast that you can be proud of. Customizable packages are available to fit your business's needs. I'm ready to work with you to tell your story and to make you sound great in the process. Learn more at AuthenticAudioPro.com.
So Kobe Hutton transferring is not a done deal. In this new NIL landscape, this is not uncommon now. Some of your top players might transfer after the spring window. Now, nothing has been confirmed. Nothing has been out there saying that Kobe Hutton is transferring. There's been nothing out of the ordinary yet that is assuming that. We've heard a couple rumblings. I've had multiple people reach out to me saying this is a possibility. But at the end of the day, we'll see what happens. We'll go through the week. I'm dropping an episode on Friday, a new episode of Charge On. And if anything happens, we'll talk about it there. But these insiders are not gatekeeping information. All they're doing is not trying to ruin their credibility by saying, oh, you know, Kobe Hutton's leaving. It's like, no, there's a possibility that a couple of UCF's top players are going to enter the portal. That doesn't mean it's happening. It just means it might happen. That's why I didn't say, oh, this app's going to be unbearable once you guys hear who's leaving. No, I said, if what I'm hearing is true, then this app will be unbearable. So I know I've spent about 8 minutes talking about it, but I just want to set the record straight. And for some, I hope you guys appreciate some of the coverage. And again, once we know for sure, once any of us knows, and again, I'm not an insider, so you'll most likely hear it from Brandon Helwig, Stephen Leonard, those guys. You'll hear it from them because they're probably hearing something similar to what maybe I'm hearing. But it goes down the pipe, the tree a little bit, and it gets to me. And usually when Stephen Leonard's posting or Brandon Helwig's posting, that's when you know it's legit. So we'll see what happens. Crazy day yesterday. But again, it's expected since the portal window opened. So we'll see what happens. And if that does happen, then we can talk about it. But just wanted to get that out on the UCF report. Didn't want to wait until Friday for Charge On to talk about it a little bit. But we'll see what happens. And hopefully news, you know, drops about players staying and who's leaving this week so we can talk about it on Friday. But, all right, let's move to basketball. This might be a little bit longer of an episode, a little bit longer than 20 minutes, but we'll see. UCF basketball got a new commitment from Syracuse transfer Benny Williams. He's a forward, so obviously UCF needs a lot of those. A lot of them transferred out. He was a top, I think, 35 recruit many years ago. And, you know, I'm intrigued because this is a guy that, you know, a lot of people were excited for around the Syracuse program. And he was dismissed from the team back in February. I think he was suspended for violating team rules. He had many different violations over the course of a couple years. I'm not going to want to talk about this a lot, but what I will say is you already have Mikey Williams on the team, and that was kind of one of those things where there's a lot of drama surrounding Mikey Williams, and now you're bringing in a guy like Benny Williams on who, again, you know, I think he went to IMG for a year, but you're bringing a guy that, at least in his former team, he did not leave. He got cut. He got let go because of team-related issues. And I'll say the same thing I said about Mikey to Benny. He's coming to a coach in Johnny Dawkins who is one of the most respected coaches and will do everything he can to make sure that he sets these people up for success, these players up for success, and make sure they become fine young men post-basketball or professionally. So I just, again, it's getting to the territory of trying to figure out who on this team is going to gel and how is this team going to form into, you know, the team we want to see. We don't want a bunch of, so we want a team. We don't want a bunch of solo players. And again, does it scare me that he was suspended and then dismissed from the team? Yes, absolutely. And we'll see how that turns out. But it said that on the February 3rd game against Wake Forest, this is ultimately the game that he got cut for. He received a technical foul after a scrum with a Wake Forest player near the end of the first half. Williams threw the ball away and immediately received a technical foul. The forward then declined to take part in the handshake line in the postgame. We'll see what happens. Well, he needs to add, UCF again. I say it every week, UCF needs to add many more players. But Benny is the first that we've heard that is officially transferring to UCF, and we'll see how it gels. We'll see how it meshes together. But that's your basketball update for this week. All right, let's go to baseball and softball. Now, if I would have told you last week, heading into this week, that one team would go undefeated and the other team would lose every game, would you tell me baseball or softball would do that? Yeah, softball. We would assume softball. But no, my friends, your men's baseball team, who got all the way up to number 16 in the country last week, has now dropped 4 straight since the last time I talked. They played Stetson on Wednesday and lost 5-3. So I kind of broke the win streak and like, okay, you're back down to earth, but you got a three-game stint in Morgantown against West Virginia. How do you respond? How do you respond? You know, you lost a game. It's okay. How do you respond? And again, listen, like, UCF wasn't bad on the road. They were, at the time, 7-5. But obviously, they're really good at home. So we're like, okay, this is a good test for the Knights to go on the road and to get a series win. Again, you've won how many straight series? Well, on Friday, they lost 7-6. That was a tough one. Then, on Saturday, you lose 7-5. Again, allowing 7 runs. And then on Sunday, in a heartbreaker, in 11 innings, the Knights lost 11-10. So in a weekend, if my math is correct, which I think it is, UCF allowed 25 runs. That's really poor pitching. And again, UCF had the opportunities to win. UCF put up 21 runs. So, I mean, if you just have a little bit better pitching, I think we're talking about a different outcome. But UCF is now on a 4-game losing streak. They will no longer be ranked. I'm pretty sure they're no longer ranked. But the positive is you don't get a Big 12 series this weekend. You have a chance to make some wins back up. The Knights have a game tonight at Johnny Liano Park if you guys want to go out, 6 p.m. against North Florida. And then this weekend, you have a 4-game series with Central Michigan at John Iliano Park here in Orlando, Florida. First is Friday at 6 p.m. It's Era's night. That sounds fun. Saturday, it's a doubleheader on Saturday. We don't know the time of the second game, but the first game will start at 12. I'm going to assume the second game will start at around 4, 5 o'clock. But you have a doubleheader on Saturday, and then Sunday, Bark in the Park at 1 p.m. So a lot of games for the Knights. And again, they don't have another Big 12 series until the following weekend, the weekend of April 26th. So that will be the following series for the Knights would be that weekend. But very disappointing. But again, it's a long, they still have a good amount of games left to turn that four-game losing streak into a positive. I think they were riding high, and they got burned. They'll be able to prove, not for a while. They don't really go on the road for a while. They're home. Let me see. They are home all the way until April 30th, but then they go to Jacksonville, and then they go to Houston at the first week of May. So they're home for a majority of the rest of the season. They only go on the road 2 more times. They go to Houston May 3rd through May 5th, and then they go to Waco, Texas to play Baylor in the final series of the season, May 16th to May 18th. So not many games left, and again, most of the games are here in Orlando, so that's positive. Now let's talk about the UCF softball team. Listen, we talked about it last week. They were riding high. I mean, if we start from the North Florida series, they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me make sure I have this right for you guys. You know, I'll go the Texas Tech series, right? So they went 2-1 in the Texas Tech series. 2-0, so that's 4-1 when they've played through North Florida. 7-1 against, because they beat BYU 3 times. And then this week, they beat Jacksonville on Wednesday 9-1 in only 5 innings. That was the autism awareness game. Really cool. All the social media things coming out of that, and it was a great night from everything I heard at the UCF softball complex for autism awareness and acceptance game on the 10th. Again, 5 innings against Jacksonville. And then we talked about it last week, right? You have to beat the teams you're supposed to beat, right? Like, Houston was coming in worse than the Big 12 in softball. But UCF has proven that they struggle on the road. Softball has struggled to go get wins on the road. So we said, listen, for any game for Houston to kind of have a get-right game, it might be UCF. So can UCF softball, who's on high right now, who's been winning a lot of games, go in and get some dubs? Well, they went undefeated. They allowed 2 runs all weekend. First game on Friday, they won 9-0. Saturday, they won 11-0. And Sunday, they won 7-2. Again, only allowing 2 runs and beating the Cougars 27-2 in the span of the weekend when it comes to runs. So out of their last however many games, dating back all the way to Texas Tech, they've gone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-1. 11-1 in their last 12. Incredible work by the ladies and Coach Bear to really, again, turn the season around. Wasn't looking good there, where, again, they just couldn't really beat the good teams, but they're getting to a point. They're 25-15 right now. They're on a 9-game winning streak. Again, they're 5-4 away, but they're 17-6 at home. They're 10-8 in conference play. If you look at the Big 12 standings, I think they're, let me look at the softball, they're right in the middle of the pack. I mean, the only teams better than them in softball are Kansas, Oklahoma State, Texas, and Oklahoma. And again, those are some of the better teams in the country. I mean, Oklahoma's 38-4, Texas is 35-6, and Oklahoma State's 35-8. And again, there's not really any bad teams in the Big 12. The worst record in the Big 12 is Iowa State at 16-22. Everybody else has a winning record. So credit the UCF softball team. It's incredible to see, and hopefully they can keep racking up wins. I mean, 9-game win streak, let's see what they can do. What do they? I'll let you know what they have this weekend right now. They have, now this one's going to be a tough one. This one's really going to see how much they've improved. So Wednesday, they got Florida Atlantic on Wednesday at 5 p.m. at the UCF Softball Complex. But then they go on the road. They go on the road to Waco, Texas to play number 24 Baylor. Now, again, Baylor right now, they're 5-13 in the Big 12. That's why I'm confused. I don't know if the softball site just doesn't update. It says 24 on the website. There's no way they're 24. And if they are, we'll take it. But they're 22-17 total. They're 5-13 against the Big 12. They're 0-7 away. They are 5-5 at home in the Big 12. So, I don't know. Out of total, they're 12-7 at home. So, it's still going to be tough. I mean, again, can UCF go on the road and beat a Big 12 opponent? Even if they can just get the series win. Friday, that's at 7:30 p.m. on ESPN+. Saturday at 3 p.m. And Sunday at 1 p.m. in Waco, if you want to watch on ESPN+ and support the ladies, I highly recommend you do so. And again, I've talked about it. They have a really favorable schedule towards the end. If they can really win this series against Baylor, they really have only one more hard series against Oklahoma that is at Orlando or in Orlando. So they have a series against Iowa State, which again, they're the only team in the Big 12 that has a losing record. So that's favorable. And then you have a 2-game stint after Baylor against Bethune-Cookman, which again, looks favorable as well. So UCF softball can really turn this season around. They've already started doing it the last 2 weeks, and it's really exciting to watch. I know baseball had a rough weekend, but both baseball and softball really stepping up here is huge. Huge for both programs, and it's exciting to see. It's going to be really exciting to see some good postseason baseball and softball. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this week's edition of the UCF Report. Please follow me at Sean M. R. Green on all social platforms. Post updates for UCF and the Orlando Magic on my Twitter there. And please, go subscribe to my other show. It's called Charge On, a UCF football podcast. We post every single Friday, Thursday or Friday, depending on the week, but we post every single week through the postseason leading up to UCF's new season. So go subscribe on all podcasting platforms, and we have the video version as well on YouTube. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to the UCF Report. I will see you next week.
Today's episode of the Zone Heads Orlando podcast, presented by Authentic Audio Productions, your go-to source for audio production of any kind. You want commercials, live endorsements, podcast production? We can make it sound this good. Let Authentic Audio be your guide. Go to the website, get a feel for what we offer, AuthenticAudioPro.com. Follow this show, keep up on Facebook by becoming a Zonehead, also on Instagram and on YouTube. Thanks so much for checking us out today. Continue to let the internet know we're out here. Throw us a follow, rate us, review us. It goes a long way. We greatly appreciate it. Tomorrow, we chat and chill with our special guest of the week. Chat soon, Zoneheads.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.